We're finally on the air. Of course, we haven't made it alone. There are probably hundreds of people who have helped us along the way, and we want to thank everyone who has lent a hand to make KNOM possible. From Nome,
BNR Tekenbarge,
Carl Glavinovich,
Dennis Pikungana,
Steve Dixon,
Sam Tucker,
Barra Morgan,
Dan and Pete Walsh,
Ed Spruce,
John O'Leary,
Jim and Bev Blanning,
Rita Johnson,
Leo Rasmussen,
Ralph Fondell,
Don Johnson,
Stan Summers,
Roy Tobuck Sr. and Jr.
From Fairbanks,
Bishop Francis Gleason,
Bishop Robert Whelan,
Brother George Feltes,
Brother Al Lapalato,
St. Mary's Mission for Inspiration.
From Anaheim, California,
Bud and Betty Carlson.
From Anchorage,
Craig Barbary,
Marie Berry,
Max and Bev Hondor,
Walter Hicko,
Jeff Bowden and KTVA Technical Assistance.
From Washington, D.C.,
Joseph Hennessy, Attorney,
Senator Ted Stevens,
Peter Gurekas, Engineering Consultant,
John Mullaney, Engineering Consultant.
From Burnsville, Minnesota,
Brio Monroe of Collins Radio Company.
A word of special thanks to the volunteers of the past who have helped make this radio station a reality.
Norley Irvin Itchuk,
Betty Connors,
Bunny Filbert,
Annie Legan,
Ginny Stiklosa,
Carol Cockrell,
Tom Carlin,
Brother John Hook,
Randy McElvain,
John Schusler,
Brother Marion Milas,
Terry McMahon,
Kathy Prier,
Lee Birkland,
and finally,
Mr. and Mrs. Augie Hebert, KTVA, without whose help we would have never made it.
To all of these people, and to everyone who has helped us in 100 different ways, a very sincere thank you.